I'm Dimay Roberts. Oh, what glorious music. This is Stage and Studio. We're listening to music by Philip Glass. It's one of the featured shows. It'll be featured in a show at Coho Productions Summerfest. We're going to talk with Pratik Motwani about his show Embedded, and that's performing July 12th through the 15th at 7:30 p.m. And this music here goes to Philip's Glass Menagerie, ha ha ha, performing July 19th through the 22nd at 8 p.m. It's so gorgeous. And that's directed by Philip Cuomo, who is here with Pratik today on Stage and Studio. So stay with us. I'm Dimay Roberts. With me live in the KBOO studio are Pratik Motwani. Good morning and
good
welcome
morning.
Back.
Good morning, thank you.
And Philip Cuomo, Artistic Director of Coho Productions. Welcome back, I believe.
Back, yes.
It's been a while.
It's been quite a while. But
yeah,
yes.
But welcome
Thanks.
Both back
Thanks
to a stage
us.
Studio.
And
we're
going
to do Facebook Live pretty soon. I just got the okay from our Ooh. Web director, who's going to be coming in here pretty soon to Facebook Live, folks, mm-hmm. on the KBOO page.
Oh, my.
So, well, I don't know. She's coming soon. So, anyway, it'll be happening soon. So, Philip, how are things going at Coho Productions these days?
Very well. We're really super excited about the Summerfest programming in particular, but then next season as well. We're just cruising along and firing on a lot of cylinders.
Got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, for a very small space, we like to say the small space where great theater happens, there's a great amount occurring. We did two back-to-back weekends of different projects. Win the War or Tell Me a Story by Sada Tarillo.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yes, and then Finding Soul by Andrea Parsons last week.
Oh, okay.
And then Pratik comes in to kind of explode things a little bit with Embedded. And then Philip's Glass Menagerie finishes us up for the summer.
Well, I just want to give you, Philip, just a little back history, but it's on your website, but you may not have read this. back in the day, my nonprofit Meteorites co-produced with the newly formed Profile Theater with Jane Unger, the very first Coho production, which was Blood Relations. I played Lizzie Borden.
Oh, fantastic.
Don't ask me any questions.
Okay.
That was back in 1996.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I thought it was interesting. It was on your page there, so on your history page. So, but the organization has grown so much.
It has.
I mean, it's changed so much, and you just do so much programming now.
Yeah, you know, when I got involved back in 2013, 2014, the board of directors sort of demanded that we use the space. Like you can't have that space without having programming in there, and we do sublet it on occasion now, but most of the time it's Coho generating programming.
You're co-producing with groups, which I think is a great thing to offer the community is
right.
collaboration.
And that's the mission. It's what's your project that you're interested in doing and what kind of infrastructure do you have or what do you need? And Coho provides that on with a myriad of contracts to make sure that theater artists get to do the work that they're passionate about.
Yeah, and that's cool. It's just valuable to the Portland theater community.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah. And, you know, I always think small spaces are where magic happens.
Right.
You know,
nicely
it really
said.
Is. So we're going to talk about Summerfest. But did it used to be a solo show?
Yeah.
Thing?
When it first got initiated, it was solo summer. But then we really wanted to expand to include programming that wasn't just one person, right? And so
you want to expand it. Yeah.
Yeah. And in a couple of years, we did. We still had it solo summer, but we did a show with three people in it, and then it was like
three solos.
Shifted
and
gears.
Summerfest is a fun name. So,
it is.
Yeah. So you're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dimay Roberts with my guest Philip Cuomo, Artistic Director of Coho Productions, and we're going to be talking with Pratik Motwani soon. If you missed some of this interview, or if you want to see us on Facebook Live right now, you can find out more at kboo.fm/stageandstudio or stageandstudio.org, and also about Coho Productions at cohoproductions.org. So, Philip, I want to find out what's happening next season, but let's first talk about Summerfest. Mm-hmm. Pratik Motwani, your solo show, Embedded, with a lot of hashtags and slashes around there. I'm going to ask you about that soon. That's performing July 12th through the 15th at 7:30 p.m. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Correct.
This week.
Yep.
This week.
This weekend.
It's been a while since I've seen you. It's been 3 years.
Yes.
Do you know that?
I mean, you
first came to Portland to perform in Imago's Frogs and Zuzu. You decided to stay here for a while, and then you come back.
I'm currently based in California. In Blue Lake. I work for Del Arte International.
Okay, so you're a resident artist there, right?
Yes, I'm a resident artist, teaching artist, bunch of other things.
But that's a good base, because then you can go to Oregon, you can go to California.
Yeah. But I've kind of based myself more there now.
Yeah, so, cool.
And I come back to different places to do my
own shows. You're touring too. Yeah. You're touring. I was wondering about Embedded, and what is with all the hashtags and the slash signs around it. People, you can go to stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio and just look at all this. What's with all that?
So it's about, the show is about, you know, the world that we live in right now, which is the digital world.
And social media.
Facebook Live.
Hi, everybody.
On Facebook, right? Yeah. There's radio waves, Facebook waves, everything going on simultaneously.
I know, it's scary.
So it's about that, and it's a comment on that. And how that affects our what's the difference between real connection and virtual connection? What does that mean in today's time? How does social media affect us, affect our identities, our relationships with people? So the show is about that, and so the name Embedded is because we are embedded in it.
Yeah, we are embedded in it. And you know, it features a young nerd called Cinnamon Braganza,
Cinnamon Braganza.
Braganza, who is invited by a seductive cyber voice to be his true self, and he undergoes this metamorphosis during the show. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow. So it's very multimedia.
It is multimedia because it's about multimedia, and so it kind of integrates itself into the show.
I'm always curious about the moment you decide to do like a particular character and create a show around it, or whether if you had this idea for a show that embodies all these themes. What was that moment? What was the aha moment for you?
Well, what happened was there was this wig that I wore and a pair of buck teeth that I wore, and I looked at myself and I really enjoyed playing this character. So I said, who could this be? He was a very performative
What did he sound like?
Good evening, folks. You're watching me live on my YouTube channel.
Okay. So he became like an announcer type person.
He became like a showman kind of person.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wouldn't it be cool to do to put him as a YouTube celebrity? What if he's a YouTube celebrity? And that sparked the idea of what happens when he puts on the camera, and then what happens when he switches it off? Who is he behind the camera, and who is he in front of the camera? And that started the whole multimedia idea and the idea of who we are and what we project of ourselves, which is not only with social media amplifies that, but on a deeper level, a lot of marketing has to do with that. I'm here talking about my show, but I'm not talking about the process of the show or the hidden things behind it that I had to go through. So you're constantly projecting. Today you have this need.
Well, I thought we were talking about the under the story.
Yes, we are. Yes. But in terms of marketing, you're constantly projecting
an image
of yourself.
Yeah.
And so then ultimately you become accountable to that. And in a way, it takes control of you.
I never thought we'd have so many celebrities that we do now. I mean, it seems like almost everybody can be a celebrity. You mentioned YouTube celebrities, and they're very popular.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it seems like we're living in the age of celebrity. Does that feel that way to you?
Yeah, YouTube is definitely, you know, they're much bigger celebrities than you would imagine them to be.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they can tweet something, and then like hundreds and thousands of people will show up.
But this whole thing about celebrity is a projection of your image, and that's not really who you are. But, you know, that's the term. The term celebrity means that.
Yeah.
But what is it behind? What's behind that?
So does Cinnamon Braganza become the celebrity then?
Well, Come watch the show.
Come watch the show. You use all of your skills, though, in physical theater and mask theater in the show, don't you?
Yes.
Not all, but quite a bit of it, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of mix of clowning, vaudevillian style of presentation, physical theater, and multimedia all mixed together.
What would you say is the overarching theme, though?
Overarching theme is an introspection on who we are and what we project of ourselves and what identity means in a digital world and how that is lost or found.
So is there any personal experience in this? I mean, especially as an international artist, I mean, you know, do you carry any of the themes about that? It's like from working in India and working here.
Yeah, I mean, my primary identity in the U.S. is of a non-resident alien because that's on my ID card, on my passport and visa.
Wow.
But any identity, you know, and I'm trapped by that identity because of the regulations that are around it. And not to say that that's, you know, I understand why that exists. But any identity that traps you is also a theme that occurs in this show. And that could be, you know, you've been typecasted in a part. It could be that you are called a non-resident alien, therefore you can't work here, you can't work there, you can't. Because these are all categories that we set up for ourselves, but ultimately we are just wanting to do work, wanting to stay in a place that we feel is where we belong. But you're constantly being categorized, and social media is a part of that. It's a world of binary zeros or ones. So you have to fall into a certain slot. You can't market yourself unless you fall into a certain slot. So you're constantly looking to fall into a slot, but ultimately you don't want to fall into any slot because you don't belong to any slot. You're just you.
Yeah, yeah. So there's so much of that categorization, too. You're pretty well known in India, though, aren't you? Because you are a voiceover artist. You worked in Slumdog Millionaire, which is, you know, Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know how well known I am in India.
Do you ever try to connect the two audiences from two countries somehow? Because you could now with this show, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could. And I look forward to performing this show in India as well.
Oh, I was thinking just even Skyping, you know.
Even Skyping, yeah, that's possible. Yeah. I've never thought about that, but that's totally possible to do a Facebook Live of the show.
I know, exactly. Right? There's so much you can do now.
Let's figure that out.
Yes.
To embed your show.
Yes, totally.
Embedded.
That's a great idea.
So, you know, I don't want to bring it down now, but you did mention, you know, non-resident alien.
Yeah.
And back when you were here in 2015, you mentioned you were experiencing some racism then, you know, especially around Portland, you know, and especially since when your beard was longer. I don't know if you remember that conversation.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But I don't know, since 2016, has it changed, I mean, for you personally?
Well, personally, I haven't faced, but I also live in a place which is very welcoming.
In
Blue Lake, California.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to hear.
And, you know, this is the West Coast. We are on the side where it's very progressive and people really...
Well, it depends on which city you're in or town. Yeah.
But the atmosphere is tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Overall.
It is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough for everybody, you know, who... You know, didn't think we'd be here.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you won't experience
there's something. There's a line in the show that talks about a suit called Flexi Suit, which is a self-adjustable, infinitely stretchable virtual silicone bodysuit that comes in two absolutely latest trending and contrasting colors of feminist pink and president's orange.
Oh! Slam. Awesome. Thank you for putting that in there. Embedded, a one-person multimedia piece created and performed by Pratik Motwani, performs this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 12th through the 15th at 7:30 p.m. And tickets info, go to cohoproductions.org. And you can also get that info at stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dime Roberts. I'm talking with Pratik Motwani. And we're going to be talking with Philip Cuomo about his piece, Philip Glass Menagerie. It closes out Coho Productions Summerfest, and that show is performing July 19th through the 22nd at 8 p.m. Philip, you're a veteran of movement, physical theater, clown arts, as well as the director of the show and producing artistic director of Coho Productions. Now, when I first read about your show, I'm a Tennessee Williams fan.
Right?
And so I did a little head-scratching moment. You know, I'm going, Tennessee Williams, clowns. Okay. Philip Glass. I like Philip Glass.
Right.
Menagerie. It certainly is a classic. Okay. But then I thought, you know, it's time to reimagine some of this work. And so how are you doing that with physical comedy and Philip Glass music? How does that
fit? Philip Glass music the music's inspired by Philip Glass. I had pitched this idea a couple of places around with friends and things. And one of my friends, Darius Pierce, actually said...
we're going to hear some of this Philip Glass music.
Great.
Underneath.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Tell us a story.
Darius said, started referencing it. He referenced it on a Google Doc as Philip's Glass Menagerie. So my idea for Glass Menagerie. And so then that just became, a great conceit, I guess, and a joke. And then we started to listen to the repetitive nature of Philip Glass's music, like the one we're listening to. And the way that underscores was very reminiscent of the silent film era. And so the approach that we were taking with this project was to sort of de-emphasize the text and the language of Tennessee Williams, even though his language is great, but get at the essence of the story about a mom who loves her children so much that she demands they fit into the boxes of her understanding of social construct. And of course her kids, Tom and Laura, they don't fit into that box. And her love is so oppressive that it drives one away and causes one to, is driven away differently. Laura's driven away differently. So we started to, with the guiding principle, number one guiding principle of having fun and making jokes, examining the arc of experience that Amanda and Laura and Tom go through over the course of the construct of Tennessee Williams' structure. And we never lost Tennessee Williams' structure. We shifted the content a little bit, and we definitely messed with the form.
Because it's not a three-hour play.
About an hour and seven minutes.
Yeah.
I think we're going to add a little bit of stuff because we did.
And yours is about an hour too.
An hour 10.
Yeah.
It's the Summerfest model.
Summerfest model.
We're looking for that, you know, breezy, fun, irreverent but profound, whimsical profundity. Sometimes I say, "Oh, they're well, whatever." but we found when I was workshopping the Glass Menagerie that Tennessee Williams is really very good. So you don't want to mess around with it too much in a way, right. Even though we have completely turned it on its head. And a lot of people who did see it at in the workshop version during Fertile Ground this past year were surprised at how much they recognized from Tennessee Williams and how new it was, how it wasn't Tennessee Williams's Glass Menagerie. It was Phillips. Glass Menagerie.
It's a nice pun.
It is. Yeah. I've gotten a lot of mileage out of it, I have to say, as you can hear behind me, as that piano is riffing away.
Well, as Pratik says, it's all about marketing, isn't it?
It's embedded.
But the characters of Amanda Wingfield, Tom, Laura, and the gentleman caller are still there.
Yeah. But we turned it on its head, so we swapped genders. So Amanda is played by Isaac Lamb, and the gentleman caller is played by Emily Newton.
There you go.
They represent very much the feminine and masculine social structure of the mid-20th century America. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so we wanted to really call out how constraining that is by just switching the person playing them, and in to great comic effect on both sides. We got back into rehearsals again yesterday, and it's been a little bit of time, and it was glorious fun. The 3 hours of rehearsal just
flew by.
And it was a laugh fest. I mean, that's the thing about Pateek's piece Embedded too. It's outrageous. It's outrageously funny. I mean, polyester, you heard that riff
and
on
it sounds his like this
suit.
Is funny too.
Yes, it's intended to be. It does capture the little kick of the sadness.
So there's some poignancy in there.
Poignancy is a very good word. Thanks, D-May, for that, because I think that's what we were going for.
Oh, it's hard to avoid that with the character of Laura, especially.
Isn't it, right?
Yeah,
and Sasha Blocker is playing Laura, and she's just absolutely lovely.
And you know, it does sound whimsical.
Thank you.
Because of the physical comedy, I'm sure, and the gender bending.
I'm still calling it clowning for the time being. But we're leaning towards marketing this particular form as physical comedy. Yeah. Clowning seems to suggest to a lot of people a certain thing that it isn't. Yeah. So Pateek referenced vaudeville, silent film.
I think people misinterpret what clown arts are.
Yeah, you know, and I received a Creative Heights grant last year, and in part to contextualize clowning in the contemporary modern theater. That was the we spent the year working with a small group of a cohort. Emily's part of it, Isaac's part of it, Sasha's part of it, a few other folks, Stefano, to just sort of create a vocabulary for ourselves, but also push that forward within the community, this idea of what clowning is. And our Summerfest programming, even the dance piece Finding Soul, was filled with clowning motifs, and but nobody would ever have called that piece last weekend clowning.
Yeah, you're not going to see people in makeup and
exactly,
clown makeup, right?
Yep. No. Yeah. It's
more about the art form.
The art form, the way you view the world, whimsy for me, wonder, glee, extreme qualities of need. It's a state more than a thing.
Okay.
And we're looking for this, the essence of that state, of that for my world, it's whimsy and wonder. For Pateek's, it's something a little different.
Well, Phillips Glass Menagerie shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 19th through the 22nd at 8 p.m. All shows are at Coho Theater, and that includes Pateek's show. Embedded, that's located at 2257 Northwest Raleigh Street in Portland. For tickets or more info, call 503-220-2646. In Portland. I don't know why the music came on. For tickets or more info, call 503-220-2646 or visit cohoproductions.org. And you can find all that info at stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio. And so the show is directed by Philip Cuomo, producing artistic director of Coho Productions. And in the remaining time, we don't have a lot, but do you want to just give briefly like one or two sentences about Radiant Vermin, is that right, by Philip Ridley? That's September 7th through the 29th.
What will you do for material satisfaction?
Okay.
How far will you go?
Wow. The Taming by Lauren Gunderson, October 26th through November 17th, Taming of the Shrew.
A riff on it by Lauren Gunderson. It's about a conservative chief of staff, a woman for a conservative senator who eventually ushers a beauty queen into the presidency.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at this point, I would believe that. Pontypool by Tony Burgess, February 8th, March 2nd.
No matter what you say about Pontypool, you have to know it's a zombie play.
Oh, okay. There you go. And then Jesus Hop the A-Train by Stephen Adley. And that's Gurgis. And that's April 19th through May 11th, 2019.
Believe it or not, that's our most traditional piece of the year. It's a great piece about redemption. And what does it mean to be accountable and to hold yourself accountable?
Is there a theme for the overarching theme for the season?
We are in a mode of operations that we're calling radical listening. Theater is a refuge. Like, we're all in, things are in turmoil. And you come to the theater, you listen to familiar and unfamiliar stories, you respond to it, and then you engage in the world. And we're looking for programming that is driven highly by content that will drive you to broaden your understanding of other people, creating empathy, and then engaging in the world through that empathy.
Awesome, awesome.
Radical listening.
All right. Oh, we need more of that. Pratik, you'll be performing Embedded in Chicago in August. I know this. Consortium of Asian American Theater Artists. They are having a contest every 2 years, and you're performing. And that's pretty cool to be selected for that. They only select four shows.
That's right. Yeah. I'm super excited about that, and I get to connect with other Asian American artists.
Well, are you looking forward to having a mostly Asian audience in
show?
Because that's kind of rare.
There's an aspect to that that's there in the show, so I'm really interested to see how they respond to that.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you're talking about this weekend. So, and you're not coming back to Portland after that, huh?
Not anytime soon, like not in the month or two, but I keep coming to Portland.
It's so difficult
not to come to Portland. Okay. I have lots of friends here. The food and the coffee and the beer is just fantastic.
We keep pulling you back. Okay. Well, it's been great talking with both of you, Pratik Motwani and Philip Cuomo. Thank you for joining me today live on Stage and Studio. We can wave at Facebook Live and say bye. You can buy tickets to Summerfest at Coho Productions at .org, cohoproductions.org. And, you know, have a great Summerfest, the rest of the Summerfest, and kudos to you on doing four shows this season. Wow. I mean, that's a lot.
Yes, and then the Summerfest is four and more shows.
Yeah,
and we're cranking out the
You really are.
Yeah.
That's really amazing that, you know, you're doing so much work there.
Yeah,
so,
thank you.
Especially at a time when, you know, it's spaces are hard for people to come by, you know, in Portland.
That's
so
why we need
kudos
to
you. Kudos to you. Any, actually, we have like 30 seconds. You could say anything you want. You guys, go for it.
Come to the show.
And thank you, Dime, for everything that Staging Studio does for our community.
Oh, that's why I saved 30 seconds.
It's a great service. It's great to have the opportunity to be on the radio.
And I appreciate that.
Generating content for our social media. It's killer.
Well, anything else that's happening for you after you do Embedded? Are you touring anywhere else?
Yes, I am touring after Embedded, after Chicago. I come back to Blue Lake, and then I have another clown show called The Mysterious Magical Brandishers of Magic.
Well, see, that seems like you need to bring that back.
It is going to come back to me.
It's going to come back.
At some point, it'll be here.
It's a trio.
This is how it happens.
That's going to the New York Clown Festival.
Right on.
When is that happening?
That is in September.
Are you going to that, Philip?
No, I'm not.
Look at you. Radiant
vermin.
Your eyes went really wide.
Well, the clown. I left New York, and then a few years later, the clown festival started. So I missed it, and I'm getting back into more and more clown work. Thank you, Creative Heights and Oregon Community Foundation, and so maybe
it's
in
my future.
Look
at you get so alive, Philip, when you start climbing. Well, thank you both for being here, and that's it for Stage and Studio. My thanks to engineer Ray Bodwell, and thank you to Facebook Live.
Yes,
bye Facebook.
Thank you.
See you in a minute.
Online at stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio, as well as on iTunes. Till next time, I'm Dime Roberts. We're going out with more music by Philip Glass.